So I want to hear about your couple other patients. I was really fascinated by this 63-year-old lady with polymyalgia rheumatica and arteritis temporalis. We're starting to hear more and more, about people who are coming in to immunotherapy with it or questioning immunotherapy with all kinds of prior autoimmune disease. I'm not sure I've heard about polymyalgia rheumatica. I'm really curious to know what happened there.
She's still on pembrolizumab and she's doing excellent. So this was a patient, she was diagnosed with a brain metastasis. So she had a seizure and the first diagnosis was done by the MRT of her brain. So she had brain metastasis and then we identified adenocarcinoma, no oncogenic alterations. She received first-line chemotherapy with a stabilization, platinum pemetrexed. She received second-line treatment following progression of the disease with docetaxel. We added nintedanib, which is a German opportunity. It's an angiokinase inhibitor. And then she progressed.
So that was about a year and a half ago. So before you talk about what happened when she went on the pembrolizumab, could you just backtrack a little bit and talk about her history with polymyalgia and how active it was at that time?
So she had pain in her arms and in her shoulders, and she was on treatment with prednisone at a dose which was between 5 milligram and 15 milligram per day.
And how long had she had this?
For 5 or 6 years already. So this was a pre-existing comorbidity, which was apparent even before she had the cancer diagnosis.